Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning. Hey, it is Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, or the day after a day of mourning, depending on how you celebrated yesterday, or, you know, what you did concerning yesterday. And, hey, it's Black Friday. And, hey, again, Isaiah, thank you for, introducing the show as you do each and every morning to our 40,480-some listeners constantly growing every day. I'll probably see that 50,000 mark soon. Wow, that'll mean a whole lot to us, is what I can say about that. Hey, again, I want to thank you for tuning in this morning, how to prepare for, Black Friday and Cyber Week. And, you know, it's important that we prepare for that because it's going to happen. It is happening. And if you're going to participate, you might as well get paid while it happens. You know, it is happening. It's going to happen. And you might as well participate. So, hey, you know, again, the best way to participate is as a merchant as opposed to a person that's just a consumer. You know, participate as a consumer and get paid, but you can participate as a merchant and get paid big time. Get paid big time. You know, because then you can get paid off of your shopping and get paid off of everyone else's shopping. And so, you know, that, to me, that just makes, you know, I'm going to say practical sense. I used to use the word called common sense. But if it was so common, it seemed like everybody would have it. So I like to use the word practical sense. How to basically think. And in this case, you're not really thinking outside of the box. You're just thinking and applying what you learn to your thinking. Just so powerful, you know, so powerful. And, you know, you should want to do that. You should really want to do that. And I just think it's so important to do that. Also want to share with you today, for those in my Canadian audience that's listening out there, you know, I want to be able to share with you some things that are going on up in your neck of the woods in terms of Canada. And so that you can know about this opportunity. And, you know, we have things that are going on all across the country. I want to definitely share, what's happening up there in Canada because, you know, we want to really take advantage of that, you know, this weekend, tomorrow. And Canada Main Street and 660 Main Street in Dundas, Ontario, you know, they will be the highest paid person in our company. Juliet St. John will be there doing a presentation called Introduction to Being a 21st Century Travel Agent. That starts at 11 a.m. And if you need more information about that, you can call 905-627-3894. That's 905-627-3894. 3894. And you can give them a call and be able to find out about that and get the information that you need so that you can come out to that event. It's going to be a powerful event. See, Juliet is a powerful person. There's also is going to be a webcast for this Super Saturday. I'm going to post that in the chat room in a second here. Hold on. Copy that real quick. And we post this information about the webcast for those that's in the chat room. And, you know, you can be able to pull that up for those that are not in the chat room and like to know about this webcast. And what you need to do is you need to send me a text to 252-406-0774. That's 252-406-0774. Send a text to that number, and I'll make sure you get that information so that you'll know about what's going on and how to take advantage of this time of the year, because there's going to be a lot of shopping going on, a lot of shopping, and you could save a lot of money. And at the same time, you could make a lot of money. Saving, making money. I mean, that's what this thing is all about, saving and making money. So, you know, you want to do that. You want to learn how to save and make money. And it's so powerful to do that, to save and make money. Save and make money all the time. All the time. All the time. You know, wow, what can I say? What can I say about saving and making money? It's just so powerful. It's like right now, there's some tremendous sales going on at Walmart. And you can go online. You don't have to go stand in those lines. You can go online and take advantage of that. Going online and taking advantage of these super, super savings that are taking place. And one of the things that you really want to understand, too, about taking advantage of these super, super savings, again, as I said, about taking an investment and becoming a business owner in this industry will allow you to really really just cash in big time. And I'm going to pull up a site here that, you know, will give you some more information about this whole tax perspective too, because you want to take advantage of the tax breaks that come with being a home-based business owner. And, you know, we're going to share some of that with you this morning. And we're going to share with you from perspective of letting you listen to Mr. Sandy Bakken, who said you would be brain dead not to start a home-based business. So he talks about the tax benefits. So let's listen to Mr. Bakken.
Hi, this is Sandy Bakken, author of the best-selling book, Lower Your Taxes Big Time. Over the past 20 years, I have taught thousands of home-based businesses how to save millions on their taxes. I spent 3 years in the tax department of the international accounting firm, Chu Schwartz, and also 5 years as a legal specialist in the Office of the Chief Counsel for the Internal Revenue Service. Currently, I'm the CEO of the Tax Reduction Institute. Over the next few minutes, I'm going to explain why you'd be brain dead not to have a home-based business. I believe you will find that this is going to be the most important 4 minutes of your life. when it comes to your financial future. So you may want to take some notes and put aside anything that might distract you. First of all, I want to emphasize something right up front. The rich know something that most people don't know. They have a secret. And the secret is that we have two tax systems in the United States. Now, when I say that, most people think that there's one for the rich and one for the poor. And that's not quite true. There's one to make you rich, and then there's one to make you poor. There's one for employees, which is designed to take your wealth and make you poor, because you are taxed on dollar one. And then there's one for self-employed individuals, which is designed to create economic growth. And the reason for that is that small business generates over 70% of the job growth in North America. It is not IBM, it's not Microsoft or American Airlines, it's small business. So Congress passes good tax laws for small business. In fact, the important point is that small business get to take deductions first before they pay any taxes. Unlike employees, you have to pay taxes on dollar one. You can save big money by taking advantage of these good tax laws. And these laws are available to you in business, whether it's full-time in business or part-time or just in your spare time. It doesn't matter as long as you run your business with an honest expectation of profit, which means you're really trying to make money. In fact, if you know what you're doing in a small business, you have the potential to write off part of your house, your spouse, the equivalent of your kids' education and weddings. I'm not kidding when I say that, by the way. You can set up a pension plan that makes any government plan seem paltry by comparison. The potential is just enormous. Good proof of this was illustrated by a lady named Jane Bryan Clayton. Jane Bryan Clayton is a nationally syndicated economist. You've heard of her. She was a nationally known commentator on personal finance. Books, columns read, and trusted by millions. She did a study of a couple who made $40,000 a year. And $40,000 didn't go that far. So the husband said to the wife, honey, you've got to go out and get a job, which she did. She made an extra $20,000. Now they're looking at their bank account, and they see no difference at the end of the year. I mean, she's making $20,000 more than she made the year before. What's going on? Did you ever hear that you have to have two incomes to make it in this country? Why? You're about to get a six-month financial planning course the next week. Follow along as I show you why the extra job was the wrong decision. The following example is based on 2009 tax rates. On that $20,000, they have to pay $4,845 in new federal and state taxes. Most of that was non-deductible. They have to pay Social Security of 7.65% on $20,000. That's $1,530 of Social Security, which is non-deductible. We assume that they drove 10 miles a day round trip. And that's probably pretty conservative, I think. But let's go with that. 10 miles a day round trip, 5 days a week, 52 weeks a year, and IRS's current 55-cent a mile rate. That's $1,430 of commuting, which is non-deductible. We assume lunch is at work, and we assume that they spent $7 a day, 5 days a week, 50 weeks a year. That's $1,750 of lunches, which is non-deductible. We assume that you have to have clothing, better clothing, in fact, if you're working, more upkeep, because now you're working, you're going to have more dry cleaning. And that's gone up by at least $1,200 over not working. And finally, with both spouses working, you think they want to cook? Heck no! They want to eat out. Where their food costs have gone up by at least $2,000, what about child care? I bet you they spend at least $125 a week in our example. I'm not sure we can get child care for three kids for $125. But $125 a week, 50 weeks a year, is $6,250 in child care. Most of that is non-deductible. In fact, let me get a little bit of a credit on that. Out of the $20,000 they've earned from the part-time job, they are only left with a staggering $995 a year. They're putting in tons of hours working. They're putting up with a commute. And they're putting up with a boss that is spelled backwards, double S-O-B. You know, I know it sounds funny, but it really isn't. And people are working two jobs, three jobs, and nobody is able to watch the kids. So what the answer. The answer is to take advantage of the greatest tax write-offs available in America. And that is by having a home-based business and working that business like a business. Nothing can be better than that. Because if you know what you're doing, you can write off, as I mentioned, part of your house, your spouse, the equivalent of your kids' education, and weddings. You can set up a pension plan that makes any government plan seem paltry by comparison, and there's much more than just the tax benefits. For example, you get tremendous time freedom. You can work out of your home. You dictate your own hours and not be subject to the boss's whims. If you need to go somewhere, or go to your kids' basketball games, or go to your son's or daughter's music lessons or concerts, you can do that. There's no commute. There's no liability, or very little liability with home-based business. You don't have any employees. And you can make unlimited income. That's probably the most important fact to have in home business. There is no glass ceiling of any type. Having a home-based business is probably the smartest thing that anyone can do. And what amazes me is that people work overtime to try to get ahead in the company, when frankly they should be putting in as little time as possible to avoid getting fired and getting a part-time home-based business going. Who knows? Maybe that business will generate enough money where you can quit your job altogether. Wouldn't that be nice? That's the point. Having a home-based business will generate enormous benefits for yourself and your family. It's something you should really consider, and it will make your life a lot less taxing. I would strongly encourage you to carefully evaluate and get started with your own home-based business today. The tax benefits are incredible, but a home business has so much more to offer. Extra income, being your own boss, financial security, setting your own hours, working from the comfort of your home, more time with family, and the list goes on and on. Most importantly, you are working on your dream instead of someone else's. Now that's a beautiful thing.
All right. We've just heard from Mr. Bakken, and the verdict is in, and you need to make a choice and get started, as he said, today, like right now. So whatever you're listening to this broadcast, whether you're listening to it live, or you're listening to it in the archives, make sure you send us a text to 252-406-0774 so that you can take advantage of this opportunity before this year ends, because you can get a tax break right now. And as a merchant, see, we're just giving you so much to work with. You get the tax breaks that he talked about. He gave you the example, you know, out there working, putting all them hours in, earn $20,000 part-time, and in the end, after all of the things that they can't write off, they really only been netted $900. See, that's why you work these part-time jobs, and you try to figure out why you broke. You're like, I worked a part-time job, and I still don't have no money. Home-based business, you can leverage that against your full-time job. And ultimately, as he said, hey, you can make enough money working from the comfort of home, especially in this business industry that I'm offering you, and have more money than you currently have. But you have to make a decision. So, again, the decision time is in. Send a text to 252-406-0774, include it in your email address, and say, hey, I want a home-based business. Again, the number is 252-406-0774. 0774. Include your email address and let us know that you want to earn some more money. Hey, we got a caller out there, and I'm going to bring the caller up, see what's on this caller's mind. Hold on here. And opening up the switchboard. Caller, last four digits, your number is 5570. Question or comment, sir? Oh, ma'am. Caller 5570. You're on the air. Question or comment?
More like a comment. Can I, first of all, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you loud and clear. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Comment, me, myself, and just going through a situation which I'm now putting together a proper financial plan in place for my family. And of course, in doing so, there's an investment, but, you know, my family's worth that investment. You know, we're talking about and just putting simple things in place, implementing particular strategies. Story short, you know, just in doing the right thing and having acquiring that professional service, you know, costing less than $300. You know, it's incredible how, as I have been excited to just know that I'm moving forward, you know, financially for me and my family, it's incredible how often I'm able to share my personal story, and you know, in front of a husband and wife and family, and you know, no one ever has, you know, they have trouble with coming up with $200-$300, but yet it's understood this is an investment into your family's financial future. It seems to always be that we don't have the money, you know, instead of creating a sense of urgency, saying, hey, we got to get this done now. And to look at Walmart last night with 4,000 plus people in the store at one time, and I know a third of them had to be walking around with shopping buggies with two TVs, 32 inches. You know, it's incredible how families supposedly in dire need and want to better their financial future. We can go out and put two TVs in a buggy and spend $400-$500 and be glad in it and haven't even invested $500 in a personal library at home, or better yet, when we talk about having an opportunity to get out of that financial rut, that same investment, less than what those TVs cost, you don't have that. So, and that comment is disheartening and sad, but I believe more of us ought to put more energy into creating a better financial future for our families and just wanting to win versus just being receptive of anything that's given to us. You know, that's my comment. That's it.
All right. Hey, thank you for that comment, sir. Very valuable comment there. I'll comment on that comment, and then we're going to wrap up today's show. As the caller shared with us, you know, yes, and some of you out there that's listening, saying, you know, well, yeah, I'd like to start a home-based business, but it's going to cost. It's going to cost you not to start one. As we said, you know, the example that Sandy Botkin gave, people took on a part-time job, earned $20,000, they netted $900 because of the things that they could not write off. You know, I mean, if that don't slap you in the face, I don't know what will. They netted $900 out of $20,000, figuring they're doing the right thing. I'm going to go get a part-time job. Some people get a second mortgage on their home, and then they still go become the consumer junkie. Now, you know, hey, I know there's things out there we want to buy. We ain't got to buy all of them. But if you want to be a shopper, why not get paid for your shop? Again, another simple, I call them simple solutions. I used to call them common sense solutions. But, you know, how many people got sense these days? It was so common, it seemed like everybody would do it. But it is, you know, it's interesting. you know, the best I can say, but it's interesting how people will complain about being broke. When you come along and just call us, you know, share and offer them an investment strategy that, you know, he says it's as little as this $200-$300 that they decide, I don't have the money. And you turn right around and you see them in Walmart drop $500, but yet they said they didn't have the money. You can change your economy. See, don't cry about the economy when you can change your economy. Again, all you got to do today is, hey, send us a text to 252-406-0774. We'll show you how to get home-based business started in one of the most lucrative industries in the world, travel and e-commerce. Travel and e-commerce. Just think out of those, the caller talked about, you know, 4,000 people shopping at Walmart. Just think if you had 500 of them shopping online through Walmart, buying the same thing, and they was an affiliate on your site, and you averaged, you know, $20 commission per person, and that's putting it small, because they're out there shopping like that, but you know, $20, that's $10,000. Do you feel me? That's $10,000 you'd have made in matching commissions. If that don't, you know, ruffle your fancy, shake your boat, you know, rock your float, and because of the tax write-offs, you keep the IRS from snatching that. Like an example, people working part-time, earning $20,000, netting $900, you can earn $10,000 in commission, and with your tax write-off, you're going to net the majority of that. You won't lose it. You right now, you're going out taking on extra work. You're losing it. So, I mean, after taxes and everything else, it's almost like you're paying somebody to go to work. Time you give up, the time freedom. There's a list of so many things that, you know, you can benefit from having a home-based business. But I definitely wanted to make sure you heard from Sandy Bakken this morning, because like he said, he spent 5 years in chief counsel in the chief counsel's office with the IRS. So this man knows what he's talking about, even if you don't, you know, if you think I don't know what I'm talking about. He knows what he's talking about. He's giving you the 411, making sure that you totally understand how this works. And so, you know, I'm praying right now for those of you that's out there that's listening that really want to take advantage of this and participate in Black Friday and Cyber Week, which is next week. Cyber Week, where retailers, they know, see, just as the caller said, you know, 4,000 people in Walmart. Well, that's one store. The retailers know the people coming out to shop. You could give everybody on your block. You go around and say, hey, I got a gift for you. Go on, buy that iPad you was going to buy, but now get 30% of the vendor commission when you buy it. Furthermore, if you want a big gift, hook up with me and get a tax break and more money for you and your family. And if friends of yours, hey, you end up with more money, y'all might decide to go on a cruise together, take the children to Disney World or something. You know, make your life, as Mr. Bakken always likes to say, less taxing. Less taxing. Hey, this has been Bobby Jahi here this morning with, again, how to prepare for Black Friday and Cyber Week. And, you know, when we do this, we will be back on with this again on Monday as we be into Cyber Week. But tune in tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., and we will be going over your opportunity as YPB. And we'll be breaking down our opportunity and sharing the nuts and bolts about how you can get started in the home-based business industry for $200. And how we can show you how you can have a monthly overhead that'll be waived so your business can run for you free. No overhead. So, I mean, we give you, we just the founders of our company, they're just so great, they just give it away. They give it away. And there's some of us that have enough sense to use it and take advantage of it. And we'd like for you to join our club, join our team, cash in with us, because you can change whether or not you live in a recession, depression, or whether you live in abundantly. Hey, so until next time, hey, this has been Baba Jahi. God willing, the creek don't rise, as my grandmother would say. I'll be back at you tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock on these airways with Your Opportunity is YDB. Until next time, God bless you.